Hey, it's 505 on Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. From the Sourced Podcast Network in New York City, this is your host, Pocky Huang. Stories into this episode come from Axe Sharma in Manchester, UK. Olympio Pop in Transylvania, Romania. Katie Craig in San Diego, California. Edwin Kwan in Sydney, Australia. Marcel Brown in St. Louis, Missouri. Let's get to it.
This is Axe Sharma, a security researcher and journalist based in Manchester. Last Monday's ChatGPT data leak and outage were linked to an open source component called Redis. Redis is a very popular component, but it turns out it contains a race condition vulnerability. And there's a plot twist. This vulnerability remains unfixed in the latest versions of Redis as well. So we now have two CVEs assigned for the same flaw. Make sure to check your software builds to see if you're running the vulnerable component.
France was a beacon for civil liberties and rights for a long time. This might no longer be true after March 23rd. The French National Assembly approved AI video surveillance during the 2024 Paris Olympics. To justify the technology, Stéphane Mazard, an MP with Macron's Renaissance party, said that in front of the whole world, France will need to rise to meet the greatest security challenge in its history. France has had multiple terror events in its recent history, all of which bid the state of official to act. The question is whether this minority report-inspired approach is the right way. The government says algorithmic video surveillance can detect predetermined events, abnormal behavior and crowd surges, helping ensure the safety of millions of tourists who are expected to flood the French capital next summer. Yes, it sounds like minority report, and Tom Cruise is busy with Top Gun, so he's not here to save us. Even if France's privacy watchdog, CNIL, is supporting the bill under the condition that no biometric data is treated, other right groups, such as Amnesty International and digital right groups, are opposing it. They believe that the technology possesses a threat to civil freedoms and draws a dangerous line in the sand. An additional reason for concern is the fact that France is the first of the European countries that is considering using AI for this purpose. Even if they might have the motivation with the multitude of attacks in recent history, adopting it would set a dangerous precedent, especially as the EU is still working on its AI Act, a landmark piece of EU legislation governing the use of artificial intelligence in Europe that has been in works for over 2 years. Once a symbol of citizen rights, France manages to shake not one symbol of freedom and unity, but two with just one bill. Worried yet? You should be. This was Olympio Pop reporting from London, the capital of another former EU member that decided to create a worrying precedent.
The recent detection of the Onyx proxy package on PyPI is a perfect example of why it's important to stay vigilant and up to date with new developments in cybersecurity. This is Katie Craig in San Diego, California. The Onyx proxy malicious package harvests and exfiltrates credentials and other sensitive data, something which should worry us all. What makes this particular threat even more concerning is its use of an obfuscation technique foreseen back in 2007 during a discussion about Python's support for Unicode. Allowing Unicode means that attackers can hide their activities from plain sight by using special characters or symbols instead of traditional letters or numbers, making it harder for people and anti-malware software to detect them until it's too late. By encoding malicious keywords into Unicode characters, defenders may have difficulty understanding what the code does or how it works, making them less likely to identify exploits against vulnerabilities present in their system software or hardware components. For instance, there are 5 possible alternatives for writing the single letter N and 19 for the letter S. The word import, commonly used in programming, can be written in over 1 billion different alternatives, which can easily bypass any static, pattern matching-based security scan. The Onyx proxy package was downloaded nearly 200 times before being detected and removed. Its viability as a malware delivery approach may catch the eyes of more sophisticated hackers, though, so be on the lookout. This is Katie Craig. Stay safe out there.
This is Edwin Kwan from Sydney, Australia. Twitter's internal source code for its platform and tools has been taken down from GitHub and is no longer accessible. It is believed that the code has been leaked on GitHub for several months, and Twitter issued a DMCA infringement notice to GitHub for its removal. It claims that the leak could pose a security risk to Twitter. According to the DMCA notice, the leak came from someone using the handle Free Speech Enthusiast. The leaker's account is still active, but no longer having any public repositories. Twitter is now attempting to use a subpoena to force GitHub to provide the identity of the user and anyone who accessed and distributed the leaked source code.
This is Marcel Brown, the most trusted name in technology, bringing you some technology history for March 28th. March 28, 1935. Robert Goddard, considered the father of modern rocketry, successfully launches the first gyroscope-controlled rocket. His A-5 rocket flew to an altitude of 4,800 feet, flew horizontally for 13,000 feet, and reached a speed of 550 miles per hour. Gyroscopic technology is critical for the stabilization of modern flight systems in airplanes and spacecraft. March 28, 1995. Kodak releases the DC40 camera, which is only the second digital camera for the consumer market. While introduced over a year after Apple's QuickTake 100 camera, it was Kodak's marketing which was largely responsible for popularizing digital photography. That's your technology history for March 28th. For more, tune in tomorrow and visit my website, thisdayintechhistory.com.
That's it for today's open source and cybersecurity updates. For direct links to all stories and resources mentioned in today's episode, go to 505updates.com, where you can listen to our growing library of over 100 episodes. You can also download the transcript of all episodes for easy reference. 505 is a Sourced Networks production, with updates available Monday through Friday on your favorite audio streaming platform. Just search for It's 505. And please consider subscribing while you're there. Thank you to Axe Sharma, Olympia Pop, Katie Craig, Edwin Kwan, Marcel Brown for today's contributions. The executive producer is Mark Miller. The editor and the sound engineer is Poki Huan. Music for today's episode is by Blue Dot Sessions. We use Descript for spoken text editing and Audacity to layer in the soundscapes. The show distribution platform is provided by Captivate.fm. This is Poki Huan. See you tomorrow at 5:05.